Welcome to Ever Beyond.
Broadcast through the Wolf Spirit Media Network.
Be prepared to leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond.
Please join us in the chat room at www.wolfspiritradio.com/listen. You're listening to Wolf Spirit Radio.
Hello, hello. September the 10th, 2017. Wow. Yeah, the year has just whacked by. Here we go. Month 9. Anyway, good evening, good afternoon, and good morning from whatever perspective you have on this spinning globe. Tonight, my guest is going to be speaking on multi-dimensions, a dimensionally aware young gentleman, almost needing, he's been on the show before, always comes out with some great stuff, will hopefully be cleansed and refreshed with a new burst of high dimensional information. Informationally dense, but light of heart. My guest, Sean Bond. Good evening. How are you?
Hello. It's great to be on again. How have you been?
Well, it's been a very interesting summer, and particularly this moment, this very moment. You know, this weekend. I was just standing with two of my friends in my kitchen this evening, and you know, each of us are standing there like, what the hell just happened? All of us are just, you know, we're all kind of heartbroken. You know, we're all broken up. You know, every single one of them, all at the same time. There's a lot of it going on. There's a lot of grief and loss. And I believe it's always to do with a higher dimensional reality. And I hope, that you'll be able to bring some of that higher dimensional understanding to the situations that are going on, because I'm presuming this is not just happening locally in Scotland. This is kind of a you know, I've got my finger on the pulse beat of a global phenomenon. So should we start with that? What's with all the breakup?
Okay, let's see. So, like, with the term breakup and how you could apply it to multiple existences all around the planet, let's see, breakup. Well, there seems to be a lot going on the planet, as well as off-planet in the solar system, and the system's interaction with other systems involving lots of karmic resolution as a long-term chess move, and that going down the micro layers. So, where can we start with that? The hurricanes, in their base, in how they manifest, there's multiple lines of influence into the manifestation besides what we know of with the weapon warfare, as well as the weather psionics, warfare through, like weather witches and wizards, and how they amplify things. There's also Earth's chess move with, the hurricanes, as well as her spiritual entourage and what they are used as a technology. They do a lot of things all at once, besides being a plethora of air elementals, lightning, plasma, water, and a collective consciousness of existence that can be very influential on the consciousnesses around them, as well as the entire planet. And some of these are really big and are very actively used by a lot of the consciousness to resolve tons of karma all at once. You could psionically project yourself into the hurricane and interact with the mystery schools of it psionically and resolve tons more karma than you would otherwise, as well as work with the existing structure of unity and the courts of equity that are sweeping through the physical, the etheric, the astral, the dream time in multiple bilocated existences of itself, to clear out the dark energy, sweep it up like a vacuum, as well as demons, ghosts that are trapped in the sacred geometry system, and when I look at it, it's when you see the manifestation of it, it's going towards like peak points of stagnation in the system that are keeping it going through the stealing of lots and lots of energy through the people and the ghosts that are trapped there. So it gravitates towards the bigger places of that. And I'm also curious as to like how many hurricanes have fully manifested here, because I've tuned into quite a bit more than most times in hurricane season, which is interesting, as they also interact with energy vortexes of creation in energetic portals, as well as even physical portals, though I see that is being hard to believe, though I do tune into it, each hurricane being used as a multifaceted tool by Earth to bring in species. Most of the, like, for example, like Hurricane Irma, I've been tuning into that more than most of the other ones because it does affect me more. So, like, is there anything affecting where you are right now?
No, it's just a general cloudy, depressed sort of weather, which is normal. It's September. It's Scotland. It's always normal, like dark, you know, weather. But it's fascinating. You were saying that each of the hurricanes is a kind of mystery school stroke karmic vortex that allows you to pay off a lot of. Is this like a great opportunity? You're saying by facing the fears that you would have about a hurricane and what it could do to you, to stand in it and allow it to whatever has to happen to happen in order to clear karma. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. It does so much, like very fast, like it's like, Earth's, like, these ones were less influenced as they were in the past by, weather warfare. They can morally try to change their direction at this point. But that's still waning, and they get like a lot of blowback for even trying that, because it's showing their chess moves. So, you know, they're constantly trying to replace their technology. Your higher self is actually involved in psionically, karmically resolving a lot of things with, I think, like three hurricanes right now, just so you know. And you can amplify that with your knowingness and intention, and you can monitor it as well and see if there's anything impeding you or if there's anything that needs your attention specifically to like learn from it. You can amplify your ability to work with weather, and it's like that in that regard for the mystery school, because everyone can learn how to influence, change direction, amplify, lessen, resolve, bring to balance weather patterns that also reflect consciousness. Understanding the technology of water, how your body can influence the programming of water, and how much you need to scale that upwards and practice it, because there's a leveling system to it, and you can learn all types of interesting abilities, such as if you're like needing of it. Like, for instance, I went back and searched for all these different versions of me that are good in that skill set, like weather witches or wizards, shamans, rainmakers, all the people that have like a entanglement with the consciousness of weather and whatever belief system they set up in an operating system. And then it seems to carry over quite a lot of interesting technology that bleeds into my knowingness, so I can work with weather at a higher expression. And I know more about what it's used for besides what it physically does, like such as rain, which can purify the land by bringing new types of water into the place. If it's like thunderstorms, that like energizes everything around, and that programs it to new levels, as well as you might notice you feel really good during a thunderstorm. There's also telepathic communication going on, and there's the layers of the unseen and the consciousness of the elementals and what they do and what their missions are. And you can sync up and team up with versions of yourself that are doing that. So there's layers and layers of more advanced technology and knowingness. Like, if you were to find out that you had a version of yourself that used to exist on an island chain that was working with other groups of beings that knew this technology and amplifying each other for the main purpose of being the protectors of that island from devastating weather patterns that they could somehow redirect around their island, or at least calm the location around the island. And so, like, it's kind of like bringing, I don't know, the weather is like, it's like water. It's shapeless, formless. It can flow with the consciousness or against it. And so if you're working with elementals, and you it's not about dominating them or controlling, it's about flowing with them so that they gain respect for you and will flow with you as well. It's like a unity thing. And so you can let it kind of like the eye of the hurricane, how it gets calm. You can kind of calm that in the direction that it comes through the area. And people have had to learn this, otherwise they would die kind of scenarios. And that kind of like puts you into that kitchen of heat. So that, you know, the cool thing is, though, it's like, which I'm still baffled at, and I'm like, oh, is this real? Really? Oh, okay. Well, I'm barely able to, you know, prove this, but like, it's really cool to listen to. It's the hurricanes are linking, like Irma, for example. I'm allowed to say based on clearance and what's not secret missions. And that's what I mean when I'm asking, my higher self and ancestors what I'm allowed to talk about, so that if everyone's not ready for it. But it syncs up with temporal portals that syncs up with other hurricanes that have existed in our past, like deep in the past, where there are certain types of species existing on the planet more prevalent than there are now, or if they're in an extinction phase, then it's bringing back extinct animals into existence. It depends on what they are. Like, if they're more symbiotic, Earth has like strategies with this, where she's syncing up at specific times when the way portals open, the both on both ends of technology, and synchronistic moments, as well as influencing the sea life to like gravitate towards positions where they'll then be teleported seamlessly from one body of water to the other. Like, water portal teleportation is really interesting technology, but some species are like that we know about in our mythology as well as fossil records, but we usually when we hear it from science, we'll just think that they're just big, dumb beast animals that, got extinct. But like in reality, they're very interesting, and some of them are old, ancient, some can, form past based on what they're doing with the planet in as a DNA technology lineage. They can become an immortal being, or at least long living being, and be like a psionic protector for the planet. And some of them transport backwards and forwards in time, by being in the mystery school of Earth and having telepathic communication with her and dream space and, like this big presence of dream protectors for the seas or, astral or all kinds of interesting I see with these, like, some of them are big predators, like, Megalodon or, there's older prehistoric ones too. And it's just like, some interesting things that are being teleported in the sea, like, not to like, get anyone in fear or anything. The Megalodons are more peaceful than people give them credit for, and they mostly interact in deep sea underwater stuff, so there's not to be fear of that. Also, Earth keeps them to a low level of breeding, because they are known to take on a lot in the oceans, like they're demon hunters. They capture things and they resolve a lot. So they, get aggressive through that influence and the things that attack them. And that also adds to their hormone, secretion and, shark.
I see. It's a bit like eating, red meat and, you know, getting aggressive.
Yeah.
What do they say about it?
All the different things that come to them through that too. So they're kind of being limited in their breeding capacity, but there's just some interesting things going on with some of the species that have been extinct that are showing back up, as well as species that are coming. It's not just from the past. There are it's more in the past though, the things that are coming to the future, especially with Irma, and I'm not tuning into all of them like, intricately. But there are some things coming from the future, and I'm gonna tune into that more. It seems interesting why that would happen.
So let's just hold, press the button on this one, press the pause on this. So these, you're talking about hurricanes in the past and hurricanes in the present and hurricanes in the future. Kind of, oh my God, this is just like a Star Trek episode. But they form a wormhole is forming them. You could say it like that, but they're creating Einstein-Rosen bridges that allow things to time travel as large groups, presumably because they finished their evolution. So is this the mechanism of it? Is this how, is this the, the mechanism of ascension for some levels of being?
Yeah, some levels of being like, it's, Earth has different ways of bringing, beings that she sees on her timeline as being advantageous to hold on to and not like allow to stop existing. So she'll make bubbles of reality meant for them, like in inner Earth and other places, so that it can go through the resolution process to the point where all her adopted species can function together in unity, which may take a long ass time, but like, hey, she loves us all and is willing to do that. Also she likes to collect them, and like she has like a whole interesting strategy where when she empowers them to take sovereign their free will and energy back, that also lends them the abilities through the fortress of what we are doing here, to reunite all versions of themselves and resolve not just their own, but all versions of themselves, karma here, and, have like this unique, unimaginable, it's fun to imagine, future that she's trying to paint, or at least bring to a possibility more and more each day. And so she'll like have one hurricane that like captures a whole bunch, like, through vortexes and portals, and you can use those, like, Einstein-Rosenbergs and other stuff, but there's, just so you know, there's, like, lots and lots of different types of portal technology, and many different types of energy amalgamation, and it takes, like, whole lifetimes to fully understand portals, but you don't have to know everything about portals to use them, or enter into them, but, like, if you want to reproduce the ability to create them, it takes a large place of man's place of responsibility to hold that, protect it, because so many beings want to steal it. They want a portal out of this place so bad, and so they're willing to steal it from almost anyone, so it starts shutting down in that quarantine effect until we can hold up that mantle place, because that's one of the, like time travel and then portals is like the most sought after abilities. And so she like picks up a whole bunch of like creatures, for instance, and then she won't have them all go to the same place. She'll have like some strategic understanding of where the best place for them to go, and then where on the timeline is an opportunity for that. And sometimes she'll make one, and then she'll have like all these different synchronistic moments, because she has a part of herself existing in no time that's able to process infinite amounts of information at once to create chess moves that best strategize against all the other beings that have that same ability that want to be able to counter chess mover. And it's like a constant flow of unpredictability that's the most effective strategy for her, but also everyone seems to flow around that with her for their betterment as well, if they want to. I'm going a little off track, but what do you think?
Well, it's just a fascinating idea. Even so, these are conscious beings. Obviously, all the rotation has a sense of consciousness about it. It feels like you're saying, as you're saying, you know, there are different agencies want these things to go somewhere, and you know, oh, go over here and it'll be fine. But the storm is saying, maybe not. There's also a feel that, you know, there are other parallel dimensions where greater disasters are happening, and this is a kind of spillover or energy release from those.
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up. So like, I filled out a little bit of my galactic newspaper style. I don't usually do this for shows, but I'm going to get more in the habit of it because people seem to like it. I can start tuning into things based on subject matter bring up just in the moment. Earth seems to be syncing up with like not just her resolving, but this entire universe and the multiverse. And the multiverse is how it seems to theme things in resolution is like it's trying to quarantine its more higher clearance existences of dimensions within realms, within territory, within solar systems, galaxies, universes, to separate those that are working in unity from those that need to go through a process of learning to the point where even in the darker ends of the spectrum of consciousness experience, you can, like, that which are the more harder difficulties to balance things in, there's always a balancing opportunity and choice point so that you can bring those those unbalanced, polarized versions of darkness into the balanced state of darkness, which is like anti-darkness, anti-evil, that can like rebalance out of the darkness and transmute it into light, which is the kind of effect that the universe wants to do with shaping everyone to becoming the antidote for evil, which is an interesting concept into itself, and seems to be in it, because like source is a fractal of the source before it, and it like even that separated and then created another source, and it goes up and down like very far, and express how far it goes, but and that its inheritance qualities of what it came from. So it's in its quest to understand itself and spread into all different kinds of experiences of existence, it shapes to understand all spectrums and to bring into a harmonistic equation where it doesn't seek to uncreate its bubbles of reality anymore, which seems to be a problem, and throwing off everything and keeping everything into an unbalanced state of antithesis to source, which we call evil. And so we're like quarantining that down. So all these as we resolve things, because Earth is like a center point for resolution, and it's like held highly by the dark for like them seeing if this place wakes up, it ends a lot of games for them, so they want to keep this going as long as possible. They're willing to give up other holds on other places to keep this going. So that you'll often see that happen when people resolve things here very quickly. Other places will start resolving their stuff. And then they'll culminate all their karma and drama to here. And other versions of us, like you can see each of us as a spirit that has a tree of existence from all the different rides and existences we have through the multiverse, that still some exist today. And you will sometimes meet other branches of yourself. Hey, what's up? So when you resolve more of your stuff, they do too. And then they find that the rest of their karma, which is advantageous to them getting more of their free will, more of their power, more of their knowingness, and better experiences, if they go after resolving, they will start gravitating here more. So more people and versions of self are coming here and getting in the game to add to the with their chess moves. So I've been mostly seeing like on the news report that now a lot during this period of time, there is way more worlds with different existences and realms and that are bilocating their realms to Earth. So that she's syncing up her tree of life of realms to those and creating some remedy process for experience where souls that have the clearance to interact with those realms can also go there and get in the game of chess moves for their resolution, which then culminates in ours. Because we're like all these different species lined to one. So it'd be really hard to resolve our drama before they resolve their drama, because they have less lines and lineages of DNA to worry about as back doors into keeping a certain dark chess move of manifestation that isn't what we want in the future, because it's inconsiderate and it's selfish. You know, does that make sense?
Yep. So indeed, the Galactic News Network presents our GNN astral reporter, Sean Bond. There's a couple of questions coming in, from Tim Good in Australia. Hey, Sean, can you comment on the sightings of triangular craft around MacDill Air Force Base at the time of Irma approaching this week?
What is the airport?
MacDill Air Force Base. I don't know where that is. At the time of Irma approaching this week.
I'll try. I haven't heard that name before, but if you say it in chat, that'll be great. But I'll try to tune into it. Okay. Let's see. For example, mostly whenever I tune into triangular aircraft, it's usually military, human secret space program. I'm assuming it's because it has to do with Irma that it's near the coastline or something. In Texas or Florida or whatever. Anyway, so yeah, I can't really comment, the most accurate until I know where it is exactly. What was it called again?
All right. I'm just looking at it. MacDill Air Force Base remains closed until further notice. It's just like on Twitter. Presumably, hang on, I'll just see if I can find its location. Tampa, Florida.
Okay. Yeah, that was what I was getting, but I didn't want to, like, assume. Let's see. Yeah, so, like, the hurricane in that when it is having to do with a base shutting down, most of our military, U.S.'s military is currently being spiritually invaded and dominated in whatever way, shape, or form you'd like to see that in, and where most of the people at the bottom don't know what's going on, and they tell just what they need to keep them doing their job. And there's many factions that are trying to keep an influence of control in the military. So, Earth, besides what she's already doing and where they're located, this is just a plus to that, where she's using the vortex to clear out not just above ground, but underground, because it links to a energetic vortex that can pass through physical matter, link to the core of her being and her heart, that like clears out bases as well as creates an opportunity for auditing of them and their activity to see if they need to exist, because bases are shut down all the time. And then there are projects that I see where they keep trying to replant bases forward and backwards in time, which if if it's negative time travel, they're stealing the ability and authority, and it breaks down all the time and people die and all these other same stuff. But if sometimes they're able to get it passed for at least a temporary amount of time, they're going to try to put up a base in some way that's camouflaged and leads into the future in a way they're observing predictive models in, like, you know how, I don't know how to put this in a metaphor, but like Earth is constantly going after her bigger problems first. So she's not going to worry about every base of the planet at once, but she's going to strategically choose who's stepping over the bounds too much, and then making that as an example. Even if they don't see it, it's she has many different contracted spirits on the planet that are involved in the clearing out process, as well as inner Earth civilizations that have the technology to do it more effectively, less bloody. Or if it needs to be completely destroyed, she will cave it in. But she'll see what is going on to create a best scenario based on all the different interactors in that event. If there's like sleeper cells that are in, that will be programmed to be rebellious, they might add to that chess move forward and backwards in time. So like everything that manifests on this timeline has so many layers to the influence in what is the last chess, you know, what's the greatest authority in chess move in manifestation, and what else is adding to that through the dark stealing energy to lessen somebody's influence or create an influence that they, if they knew that their energy was being stolen, they wouldn't want that to happen. All these different things. So the bases aren't doing well. If it's having to do with that, I'm not tuning into ETs having to do with that or inner Earth groups, though they are observing the hurricane quite a bit, and they're showing up in lots of different cities. While people are paying attention to the weather, though there are clouded places, so there's that strategic place where they don't even care. So it's all these different stuff. But the bases, they are losing lots of money, technology, and they're freaking out, but they still have energy to keep creating, but they have to choose what they create and what they're willing to give up, what they have to hold on to. Does that make sense?
Right. So, it's, you know, looking at their website, you know, you're right, you know, maybe there was something a bit nefarious going on underneath, and maybe there's some other part that is being removed. Maybe there's if there's an underground base there, that's being dealt with as well. Mm-hmm. Or something.
Yeah, getting the nefarious things about that were mostly technologically based. Like they're taking reverse engineer stuff and trying to. What is this? Oh, that makes sense. They're stealing lots and lots of energy from Earth, through these technologies that they're setting up in multiple places, and they're causing great harm to her. And there's also AI linking technology. Anyway, she's taking these out, and she's going for some of the more harmful weapons in the timeline, as well as not just the hurricanes, but strategic, if they can do in a way where almost nobody notices, because like the Dark doesn't always know what the other parts of the Dark doing, almost not at all. They don't tell each other. They keep things secret. That's mostly based on how they operate.
Yeah, that's their MO.
Some base can be completely annihilated, and if they can't, Earth can make it quiet and them not notice, then that might add to her strategy.
I see. So that's very interesting. So, more questions from Lotus Eaters. Do hurricanes manifest dimension? I presume dimensional displacement. So I think that really that's what we're saying, that a hurricane in one place, time, space, present, could connect with a hurricane in another time, space, moment, and yes. Things be exchanged. So I've been talking for a long time, this is the time of the crossing. You know, and it gets the cross is like a pair of scissors. It's like slicing through. There's, you know, nothing survives. Everything gets snipped in some way. There's this enormous bifurcation. So I suppose, that's exactly what we've been talking about, or what I was talking about right at the beginning. You know, it was like, what the hell's going on is, some of us are being swept forward in the hurricane, and some are being swept backwards in the hurricane. Could that be a way of putting it?
Yes, yes. So, like the words that you've used can be applied to many different things that I see in our history. Like a greater form of it would be like what people describe as a harmonic convergence or whatever, where realms cross and things migrate into other realms, like other species that come out of nowhere and then set up things like on the surface or on Earth. That is something Earth is working towards manifesting. It seems to be things stopping her from doing that in its fullest. So she is strategizing past that and seeing like if someone that was really good at seeing into other worlds and using their eyes and as a technology, like manifested in the domination control, targeted their eyes to like get worse and worse and more myopic through like curses and all these different limiters. Like they would then have to rearrange their strategy to cope with that, and then they can, which doesn't have to be entirely negative, because it could put them into a new perspective that may even advance them even farther, and then learn how to get past that blockage and then have it erupt outward and then re-manifest. If somebody was blind, they would then use more of their other senses. So like Earth is doing that with her other technology that she is able to use, and amplifying that even more to create a Rube Goldberg kind of contraption of influence that hits another domino that makes everything flow into greater and greater place, and she's monitoring the entire thing based on choice points and everyone involved. It's very advanced, but like, everyone can kind of train their perception and ability to process multidimensionally and multitask wise. That like goes into it, where you can train focus and multitasking to the level where you can do so many things at once, where while doing things on the physical, and then have them set up and go automatically, and you can start monitoring as they go and then checking up on them like a newspaper report.
So that's a telepathic process. No, man, telepathic process. And it's like having a like a glass display in front of you. These things are going on. You can see them, but nobody else can.
Yes, you can do that by projecting your energetic accumulation of You will project energy from your heart to your third eye and use it as a projector to see, dream it, feel around you. You can create switches and knobs and monitoring systems that can link to other body technology that you send off to non-local places. And you can read things about your own body, your other bodies, your other versions of yourself. You can actualize and, operate better in this reality by knowing more about it, and have things come up as alerts if there's problems, or if you use time as a technology, you can use precognitive abilities to get yourself out of the way of something harmful, or you know. We even have versions of herself that have branched off and become macro expressions of like planetary bodies, stars and collective consciousnesses, and we can link to them and share their perspective and trade back and forth in commerce in like an evolutionary process. There's a lot you can do, everyone can do with their technology they have.
So,
like, so underused.
Yeah, exactly. And this is like what the Agenda 21, for instance, is trying to minimize in humans, that we've got it all, but they're offering a kind of machine, sort of a steel and plastic imitation version of something that we've already got. It's like offering us an electric violin when we have a Stradivarius.
Right? That's a good way of saying that. Yeah, they're trying to mimic it and then, like, create a hard environment to look for other alternatives and make it seem like the shit sandwich that they're offering is the best thing that is existing at the moment. And they're limiting like your work, like your radios and stuff from coming up on search engines, and it's pretty screwed up what they're doing in censoring, and they're just allowing to happen. But like people, if they have the resonance to it, they'll find it. It's all about keywords and searching, and you can create, everyone has like a multidimensional puzzle they have to put together that's like linked to their spirit and like what pieces they have, what they need, what they have to reclaim, or what need cleaning, unblocking, all this kind of stuff. And then everything starts flowing more and more and amplifying, and we can still operate. Like, these are designed to operate even if it's bogged down to the lowest level, and then everyone can reclaim it no matter what's happened to you, or everything can technically be healed even if like a spirit is pulverized to dust. There's processes to heal that, or like planets that are in a coma or something, and if they're interacting with this drama, imagine what happens when they start retaking all their energy back. And amplifying their chest move for remedy, and the beings that are interacting with them and the material that has came from the surface, such as like with what's happening with Mars and the moon, where they're bringing more of their ability to take back what's theirs and then take back their bubbles of reality one after another until everything like culminates in a equation for the best possible level of remedy that they perceived into the future. give that words.
Yeah, it's about the creating the win-win situation. That even the baddies get what they need rather than the punishment.
That's like another thing that's like happened in the newspaper. The moon is amplifying activity in retaking usurped control over her realities, mostly in the dream time. So like in how, if you, like that also goes in the hurricane too, I'll go back into that. So you can see the, like, I also go into teaching, how to heal planets, especially with those that have planet healer DNA and have that as a mystery school and can lock that and work with the land of their area and then with other worlds that they're interacting with to help their lifetime and as well as they learn lots of things all at once. But you can see like the planets having their own system of energetic nodal points like meridians, chakras, a material matter that can program mechanical processes like the blood or flow of liquid, energetic fields, around them in different bandwidths that can be filed into like systems like, we went over there before, like dreaming body, astral body, etheric body, light body, emotional body, different types of elemental essences that you could also describe as dimensions, because that's the territory of, like, for instance, Earth has different dimensional bandwidths that she separates for different types of beings and their expression of energetic consciousness. Like, this is more prevalent in water energy or fire, earth, air, water, darkness, void, ether, or even the different combinations of elements like plant energy dimension or whatever, and that like layer over realms, which I describe as like you could see it as a realm has, like for Earth, also has a surface, inner Earth, and multiple dimensions in it. It's like a territory and bandwidth that you can change on the channel, and then they kind of, they can link to each other in ways to travel through them, through already set up places on the Earth, energetic systems, the chakra points. There are even technology built over them to amplify their being's ability to travel through them. And some, like the natural energetic portals, like the wind and the water portal that goes into the hurricane, to make portals that can transport physical matter, though the majority of the portals being used with hurricanes is energetic and layers a hurricane over all those dimensions at once. Because you can also see the hurricane itself as having a body or structure like you could apply to a planet, and existing has a body for the dream time, the astral, the fire dimension, earth, air, all the different parts that are layered over top of each other and can interact and bleed over. It depends on their technology and what they have in clearance or what they stole and whatever. And it brings us, like, if you know how to create a spiritual hurricane, like, that will teach you how you can bring that around yourself through, like, qigong and music and creating a spiritual hurricane to do the same effect of sweeping up all the darkness and demons and things that are entangled with us, around us, and audit it all to bring it to remedy. And then you can make more advanced systems upon that. And the hurricanes and all the weather patterns can be healed, so you can then monitor their state of being And if you're like, for instance, shit, I'm trapped in this hurricane. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get out. You could probably do something by communicating with Earth and where is the best advantageous to place to be at this time. What can you do? What are your best options? Have precognitive ability to see into the future for, like, what's the likelihood of fatality or harm, or if it's flooding, like, I should get to higher ground, which, like, is going to be less, what place on the land is most likely to not be impacted by land, and you can work with Earth to go to those places of, like, strategic refuge during the hurricane, even if it's passing right through. These are like some bigger ones, so that it's going to be hard if you're wanting to redirect in another place, because you'll become aware of all these other lines of influence and why it's being directed to those places in the first place to even stop it. But especially with the smaller ones and the ones that you can ask if they need or are required to go through a certain location, if they can change their course a little bit or whatever. Lessen their activity at a certain point when they're traveling past, and then ramp up again. It's about interacting with also the consciousness, the collective consciousness of the hurricane and all that's involved and what they're willing to do. Cause they can pick up things and drive them into, they can drive pencils into trees. They can gently pick up something and then place it down gently, so like a cow that somehow survived or something. Or they can transport it through time, like we're not in Kansas anymore. Same thing with...
Yeah, you have been causing me to think of The Wizard of Oz as, tornadoes bringing... I mean, it brought rescue to the land, because it was her house that landed on the Bad Witch.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's strategic.
Yeah.
It's like, didn't need to do that, but it did. Like, it made... but, you know, that's a movie. Mm. But, these can traverse realms. It depends on the spirit contract, who is needed. Like most people, when you enter the super soldier community and you talk to them about what's going on, about the more reoccurring trauma and, the bad part of it, which is absolutely exists. It's there and it needs to become aware of. That's why it's the most prevalent topic, because when you're involved in that, the things you want to take care of first are the things you need to heal, the traumas and all that. So that's why I understand. But it also needs to be emphasized that everyone on the surface of Earth, or inner Earth or all these other places are involved in the chess moves of the planet and are in either alignment or disalignment. And even if they're in a disalignment, they are required to do things at times for Earth. She has missions. She sends them to different places. She biolocates them energetically to do things. She is like super soldiers all over the place in different species that are protecting her planet. She's very protected, but like she still has to hold space for the dark because of all these different things they're doing in forced entanglement, dead man switch, hostage situations with those that she wants to keep a hold of and not to suffer. So she's like keeping going with her suffering to end suffering of a lot of other beings until she formulates a strategic move to end it and then move past and then go up more and more. And she's constantly raising her frequency. And you can definitely feel that as it boils down to us and things that come up on our dashboard of responsibility, such as pain or feeling states, depression, and even energetic influence of both positive light and influence from our higher selves and other lives that come over to us to change choice points in how our reality manifests and who we interact with, as well as why we came together in the first place, or if we're forming together teams, or if the resolution process has reached a peak and then there's better choice points that open up when new opportunities such as what you're going through come into perspective where you're going to run into new types of people and you're going to have new choice points to you and new levels of unpredictability that may bring you to an even better state of reality than you existed at.
Smile, because things can get better. Should we have a tune? It's the top of the hour. Let me see. Have I got anything? What did I put here? Oh, I got Everybody Hurts by R.E.M. No, I'm not going to put that one on. Well, how about a nice... This has no words, but it's a beautiful tune. It's one of Dave's favorites as well. This Little Wing by Stevie Ray Vaughan. No, it's not. It's not going to play. All right, not that one. All right. Well, in that case, I'm just going to have to grab one of the tunes that's on my desktop, which is... All right, okay. This is an interesting one. This is Leland James, and this is a tune called Blue.
This is called Blue.
You're listening to Wolf Spirit Radio.
Welcome back. Hi, it's now the 11th of September in UK. Just past midnight here on the old Atlantean island here. So tonight we're on with Sean Bond. Ever Beyond with Sean Bond. Breaking the glass ceilings of the dimensional veils. And yeah, as you say, you know, it's like as above, so below kind of events going on, where things are being moved to their right place. Is that right?
Yeah. And, so like, with some of the realms that are, bilocating from other worlds to Earth as well as other planets in the solar system, part of their remedy process. And there's also other ways that they will interact in commerce with other planets in pocketed, protected, and quarantined realms if they're in their right and proper place, and strategic and clearance crossovers of that in like the beings that are traveling between them. Some of them are overtaken and asking Earth for healing and remedy by locating them to us, so they're not in the best shape that they could be, and will add to our overall equation. But usually they have already, especially with why they are here, if they have already entangled in some way in some DNA technology or lineage or whatever they're doing, and the reason for it. So I'm trying to find a way to put it all into a box, but it's, you know, the... So,
yeah,
like,
it's got lots of springy legs and things that you can't get it in there.
Right. like through time travel and all the other little rule breakers or whatever. Beings, essentially, when you're wanting to interact with these realms and resolve them, it can culminate in the more easier to understand subject matter of remedy, such as, oh, this realm has protectors to it and they have a quarantine held around it, and it's usually their energy or whatever their various manifestations of themselves, physical or energetic, are getting their energy stolen, and that's being used to mimic their authority, so things that don't have the authority to traverse them can penetrate through them. And they'll usually set up grids of domination to keep that going, and then use an energy battery that they have set up in those realms to keep an invasion process to the other realms and incursions on their timeline. So that can be part of the remedy for beings that are involved in that, because I do track that back as some of the things that bleed up on people's dashboard for depression with other... like version of themselves that are getting lots of energy stolen and attacked, and it kind of like bleeds over them because they need help from somebody that is available or is able to seek proper help, which I can do. And also usually will also have to do with the individuals in the realm. The sacred nodal points, like if the realm you can see as an entire other layer of reality to a planet, it could be completely different. It could be even near destroyed. It could be a water world. It also depends on the clearance of what you're allowed to see in the sky based on what stars you're allowed to tune into, what DNA lineages are there. Are all of them different? And what stars each being perceives? And planetary bodies that usually have a layer in that reality that like syncs up. It's really interesting. Like the sun, or if there's even, I've seen some that are like completely different and have like multiple, stars or, different numbers of planets. It's anyway, all the little springy legs. The, let's see, also, like, sacred objects, abilities that are being stolen, like portal technology and the time travel will also bleed back in that remedy. And once the bigger problems can be taken care of to where the bubble of reality can be fully quarantined, everything seems to go much quicker in resolution to that realm and stops being a hellish realm. Like, if it's highly quarantined and even that doesn't, like, keep it from bleeding over to other realms in our existence, and how our body links to the Earth's tree of life with our tree of life. Anyway, so like what's happening a lot with your other question, the breakups, as my higher self has been able to formulate, I've been seeing a lot with my clients recently where more parts of the system that we have on this planet, the matrix, our original concept for the construct of quarantine that brings all into full remedy for every being here at a faster pace to where they evolve quickly, or as Andrew Bartzis will call it, the galactic ascension machine. Those are being audited at a higher level, and it seems to be culminating to all the different higher nodal points of what the dark system wants to keep hold of as a last resort of power to keep their system going as long as possible, and what they are strategically focused on. So, like, that is more exposed. So, like, I can tune into you if I'll be as vague as possible so I don't like harm other versions of yourself.
Yeah, go.
So like a lot of my clients also, like we have, it doesn't always like of this version of you. Let's see. Yeah. So this branch that culminated in this existence version of you, this spark of your light body, that connects to the stream of consciousness of light, that connects to other streams of light of existences you have in other realms, dream realms, planets, solar systems, etc. Your tree, you can track back, going back to when a branch separated from another branch that connected to the experience of the Sirian Bee and Orion Anunnaki type expression. A lot of that is being resolved now, and they're going through lots and lots of stuff. If I were to even go into their subject, which is a vast subject into itself, which I'm fine with doing, but like it needs a lot of clarification. There's a lot of muddiness. They even create propaganda. So
because this is one of the things. Is that there's a lot of conflicting information, you know, Sirius. Is it good? Is it bad? Which ones are good? Which ones are bad? Is there, you know, some people say that Sirius, there was there's like a kind of what's the word? There's a community of different beings all kind of hung out there.
Absolutely. There's like so many different lineages of DNA as well as light body spirit DNA that like interact with Sirius. It's like a hub of interaction and travel, similar to ours, because they also hold different expressions of seed, like DNA, libraries. Some of them have been gone through wars and destructions, but they have still them in, other protected realms and all other stuff, even if they've been destroyed. So every species, again, I'll go back to, they all have light, dark, and neutral branches and factions. They will have a system of mind control and what they believe, how they express themselves, attitude, healing, what they'll go into, what they won't touch, what they'll avoid, lots of different programming. And it's very interesting to track back their habit patterns, the remedies for them, and how they even bleed over into the now in our expressions. So for like that breakup scenario, currently I'm seeing a huge amplification of the Orion reptoids that are doing a lot. They and how they interact with the Alpha Draconin, and they seem to be going through a shitload of rebellions, and they're getting stabbed in the back, and they're getting angry, and so they're doing a separation or a breakup. In a lot, I'm not going to say blanket term, because some of them are still working together, and some of them have to for diplomatic reasons and all these other reasons that come up based on what they made in choice points before, and how they're trying to maintain themselves, even if it's a shaky unity process. Even Alpha Draconians have factions that are positive, or being like, if you're you have a very high up version of yourself that is bleeding over to you as well as the people around you, like their versions of yourself that are going through these traumas of battles and interactions, rebellions, and having to create new life-changing choice points for how they interact with other species, and that bleeding over to you. So you have am I allowed to say? Let me just ask this before I go into any version of you. Okay. So when I look, I will not usually go into the fear agenda thing with Nibiru, where it will hit us again. It doesn't need to at all. It's being like beings are trying to manifest it back into this reality to cause it a destruction event. Like it happened to us in our previous history, and for some reason if it was more known about that would happen, could be prevented at that point in time. There was seemed to be a need for it, and the planetary body has a drive in it, and it can traverse, slingshot from solar system, and teleport. So it's been teleported as well. But it's not near. When I tune into it, it exists. It has like a long history of how it's traveled from different places. It travels with a dwarf star like mini solar system that links to the micro aspect of our binary solar systems, and there's even more than that in the planetary bodies that dance around with this solar system, as well as how it links to a cosmic dance between our main central part of our sun. For that, there's not very many words to describe this, but like how that links to like Sirius's center sun, and then that dances with each other, and then how that those link to other systems like in the Pleiades and that spiral. Anyway, so and how they all travel through the galaxy. So there's like I see a binary star system that has planets in it more than just that planet, and they seem to have collected planets that travel together in different ways that I can't really put into a box, but they don't need to do a destruction event. Anyway, so like they are going through a remedy process. Each of the spirits involved with that, like you would tune into with Anu and Anki and the other more recognized through our culture beings, they exist as multidimensional beings too. So they have many different versions of themselves. They branch off in many existences. I've seen some of their existences incarnate into human, as well as other remedy processes that they have. Some of them have been forced to have sparks of them put into the game. And some of them have been like split from each other, like third dimensional and upper aspects. Some of them have like some of those split aspects have had to leave based on periods of time of auditing. Some of them had to stay, like the reptoid factions that like some of them are aware of who they are in spirit, that they're not the only body that's expressing that existence. Like Anu has many different versions of himself. Some are on planet here and some are not here that are over there as well as other places. So it, and not all of them agree with each other and they're formulating strategies on what their next step is. But they're being, required to resolve their issues, which they bring a lot of drama to the table and parts of the domination control system that needs to be taken out, taken care of. So you can tune into that and you have like a version of yourself that you have more than this, but one of them is bleeding over to you now as one that's in a high place of authority in some of the other planets in that solar, that I guess I'd call it a solar system, but you know, and they're getting very rebellious towards the Draco. So you can formulate a strategy with your higher self and all your united versions of you to see that as an opportunity to bring that expression of you and all the beings that are working with them or under them, because they are in a place of authority, to bring about their resolution faster and taking back all their stolen energy, becoming sovereign again, because they, beings at that level have ego too, and they ignore things, and, I don't know, there's a lot. I can't really sum it up. I'm trying
stuff to. Happens to them. They're only human after all. That's the thing. It is that, you know, they're not gods. they're humans, human. You know, and they're just as human as we are, but just we're smaller or shorter lived or something.
Yeah, the mistakes can be made. Free choice is part of the experience, part of being a human. Other ET species have as well, and they don't escape by trying to pretend they're gods and stuff. And they're also dealing with that too, and the karma and the beings that are trying, cause like, there are AI intelligences that are, while a majority of like their multidimensional self, it has had to, like some of them, I'm not saying all of them, have had to leave. That were like a point of focus for like prayer and working with other beings. Some beings have hijacked that and have become that being. Some AIs that are amplifying that they're pretending to be God and working through different technology and that links invasively with species that are in that form of domination. But some of that is true because, you know, sometimes they are that the being that they're saying, and they're linked to that spirit. I can't put it just into one type because there's so many ways that they've had different, scenarios happen to them. They have to deal with a lot. So they're holding up a lot. I do not envy what they're holding up in amount of darkness being projected at them, but they do need to heal it. Otherwise it affects and bleeds over to us all and it holds up everything. So they're kind of being forced into that. And I guess we're also being forced to make, choice points here as well that lines up with that. I'm trying to use better vocabulary, but I'm not doing great. Let's see. So, hurricanes are also freeing up some of the key dominated parts of the false dreamtime grid with the sacred geometry systems, the harvesting systems, the things that get us into a grid that is like a distraction from what we could be perceiving in the dream time. Those are freeing up with the hurricanes, and they're doing a lot of stuff in the dreams, and Earth is going through some upgrades dream time wise. So I've also been hearing people a lot have been getting really powerful HD dreams of late. So how's your dreams been?
I was just trying to remember. There was one that I woke up with, just a day or so ago. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. It was the train dream. It was like I had all these bags. And, getting off a train, and I had loads of bags, and I was trying to get off the train, and like some bags were still on the train, some of them falling down the gap between the train and the platform, and some bags were just, you know, I was able to carry them across, and you know, then I left some, my hat at the beginning of the front of the train with the driver, and I was like it, yeah.
That's very symbolic.
I'm sure. And not only that, but the gap between the train and the platform, when I'm standing on the platform, is incredibly wide. I can actually climb down there easily and get the bags out. But it wasn't that normal narrow gap, which is why they fell down. So it's just like things that are not expected to happen. A sense of urgency. A sense of potential loss of things, but you have to carry on and you can come back and get them later, or you can wash your hands later. You know, sometimes here's my handy hint for the evening. Sometimes you just, and you got no gloves and you have to do something like, you know, you have to handle something bad. you have to pump the sewage or something. I always say to myself, I can always wash my hands afterwards, okay? So it's that sort of thing, you know, you might have to go through some shit, but you can always have a shower afterwards. It's no reason just getting dirty. Mind the gap.
Right.
So what does that tell you, Sean? What are my higher selves doing?
That's like a symbolic message. Like each of those bags you can tune into. Do you have like any recollection on like what they may have contained? But like also you can tune into them symbolically as well as energetically and what information they're carrying.
One was a burlap bag. I remember that one was a kind of a burlap bag about the size of a shopping bag. That, you know, had a soft cloth rope handle, cotton rope handle. I remember that. Anyway, go ahead. And this is a thing, another thing, that you can go back. If you got a really vivid dream, you can take a meditation. I've done this before, and it's quite incredible. I just use my dousing finger to say, if I'm going off, let go. And so I get this kind of magnetic pull between my fingertips, and I know I'm still on the right track, and it kind of holds me onto the right track as well. And so that I can then ask questions about a dream that I had a few hours ago, and I found myself being able to go back into the dream and being shown different aspects of that dream and to unfold what it was about, which this is what I'm talking about another time. And another dream. But, very interesting. We can go back into dreams.
Yes, yeah. You can create the operating system internally where you project yourself into that dream realm or that simulation internally, externally, or bilocated, whatever, how it operates with you, as well as your tuning. You can re-enter the same dream again by tuning back into that dream body that was expressing itself there. It might, if it's still there, it might have moved on. We're dreaming all the time. You have multiple dreaming bodies that you send to non-local places and you tune into them like channels on a TV. And so you can also do that in meditation where you're connecting that to your experiential body and your pineal gland and your ability to see without eyes. And use your dowsing finger, your muscle testing kinesiology, or whatever abilities and biofeedback for the oracle, the self, to be the the bowling ball alley rails to keep it from going in the gutter for what you're trying to access in visualization, so you can experience that dreaming body and get better at tuning into it, as well as defining what it is, get information come back to you, to eventually where you could just walk down the street and just have one eye focused on the physical reality and then one eye experiencing the dream reality and what you're doing there, and be able to influence the narrative of what you learn, what you gain in information, what you're doing, because there's missions and all kinds of scenarios of dream besides just symbolic. The symbolic ones will usually go into many different bleed overs of what you're doing all at once into a amalgamated equation that you can then tune into each parts and pieces as if it's the menu for a DVD player, but like every button is like a symbolic representation in that manifested dream. Like every bag, it's like filled with things, and you're like choosing which stuff you carry across the gap when you make that leap, and what you leave behind and what you don't, you feel necessary to leave behind, or you're okay with leaving behind, and also feeling the weight off that shoulders, because they do bog you down, and hold some different types of things may hold you back, depends on what type of bag and representation and parts and pieces to that, not say everything, but like there's a freeness to letting your stuff go. And so it's also a symbolic representation of your energetic bodies in how they're healing and letting go of negative baggage. And I'm trying to blanket term it again, but there's many different aspects in that you can tune into with that, like things that you're like doing extra solar to, because you have dreaming bodies that are engaged with other planets, especially seeming to do with this in karmic resolution. Anyway, so, I hope that answers.
Is this like a kind of, I've had a feeling of like a planetary balancing.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You do have planet version of yourself, so that also bleeds in. But like I'll give you like a number example. Let's see. How you would ask your super computer technology or body, how many dreaming bodies was I born with? And then you can like, let's see. And then how much were you mainly engaging with physically here that you can tune into on a regular basis and aren't secret missions, as well as ones that have been stolen or reprogrammed, or the dreaming body
18.
Autopilot hijacked or energy stolen, and all these different systems of sovereignty and lucidity and ability to perceive backward and forwards from the physical body to that energetic aspect and have a greater and greater experience and like setting up intentions and what you want to do, and then stating them every night and challenging the dream body autopilot from whatever self-defeating programs would be put into it that the system wants to suppress our dreams. And so like you're engaging a lot of dreaming bodies off world. So you were born with, I'm getting like 30,000. Most of them are off planet, but like then going down to how many you're using, now currently, like 101, and some of them have been stolen. Would you like to, do a mission with me? You don't have to really do anything here. I'm going to mostly be doing it with your higher self, to go back and take all your dream bodies from whatever stole them, if a demon or system or whatever.
I like the sound of that. I'll have those. They sound useful. Please.
Yeah, I'm setting off on doing that now. Let's see how many are stolen on rain. Nope. Some of them are captured in devices. Let's see. Okay, like I'm gonna Reclaim 2000 with you, and also, like, some of them are, like 120 you're gonna be mostly dealing with, but the other ones are gonna continue with secret missions that they're doing, before they got captured. And, like, for instance, this will help free up you and your ability to dream and how much energy you have in the day, because beings will steal parts and pieces of ourself, go off to a location it's hard to get them back or whatever, and then siphon energy from you from a distance, as well as dump things onto you. And they'll also do this, like, with lots of various people that have, like, haunting scenarios, or, like, really anyone that's, like, big targeted, they'll try to take a part and piece, and then use that also to influence them on the timeline by bombarding them with negative energy during a strategic point of choice point to change it for a worse or whatever. So this will help. And I'll talk to you about that, but we're doing it now. So that'll be good. And people can do this, and sometimes they do this naturally, especially if they've been trained or they're good, really good spiritual warriors in other lives. And they'll be, fighting and helping people, saving people in the dream time, doing lots of missions. It's really interesting how that bleeds over.
Well, so, I only thought about 18.
Okay. So, okay, another thing on the galactic news, whatever. The solar system's quarantine, which is more expanded than people know with the 9 planets. It's got a lot of asteroid belts, it's got 66 planets, it's got a fuckload of moons, and like a lot of really ancient technology floating around. There's a quarantine field around it held by spiritually in many different layers and aspects, as well as physically, and is protected by other species, as well as we have like a secret space program to it, but like, you know all about that, but, it's been increasing the, protection against negative, backdoors into this solar system has been decreasing and has been culminating to just the ones they really want to keep, and maintain, as well as they try to create new ones all the time. That seems to be doing better now, so that helps a lot, because all these things that are being projected into this solar system to create a chess move from a distance are being deflected and dealt with before it reaches us. But some of it also has like interesting ways where it passes through, such as through spirits that have existences in the game and outside the game, and those that can perceive this solar system. It seems to be cracking down more on. So many beings have an interest in what's going on here, and it's also kept to a degree of secrecy where some species don't even know fully what's going on here, and they completely underestimate, the solar system and Earth. So, you know.
They're the ones that read the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy that says, mostly harmless.
Right, that's a great definition too. Mostly harmless.
Originally it was harmless, but since Ford Prefix has been here, it's mostly harmless.
Let's see. The next. So I'm gonna tune into some more news until you want to stop talking or whatever. Let's see.
Before we go there. Are you able to do this, in front of people or for people, or even on a regular basis? Do you have your own radio show?
I don't have my own radio show, but I'd love to do that. That like helped me a lot. So if somebody wants to do that with me, absolutely contact me. I'd like to get more, and absolutely I can do this like, right from stream, go into the moment and figure out what's going on. I can do it for the individual. I can do it for the planets. I have a communication with them. There's many different forms of telepathy. Human telepathy is hard to manifest because it's got a lot of white noise and things trying to stop it from manifest. But there's like way easier beings to communicate with, such as the planet, source, very telepathic beings, as well as plants, elementals. They are older forms of telepathy that can be, have their own bandwidth on the radio scaling process of age of different forms of telepathy that can be perceived by the heart and then processed in the brain. And there are like a network of communication systems for each species that have everything they've thought of to make that better. So, and it has clearance processes. It's like, oh, you don't have the code to the server, you're not allowed to listen, or all this stuff. So we can get updates all the time. Why? Would you like to do something like that?
Well, according to Vanessa, we want Sean Bond here.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
So, let's talk. Yeah, let's say, come on, folks, let's show him we have a place for his regular show right here. So, I would agree with that. So if you're interested, we can find you at least a monthly slot. Certainly.
Sure. I'd love to. That'd be awesome. Let's do it.
That'd be good. Monday nights. Where do you stay? Where do you live?
I'm in Boston, Massachusetts. So, you know, it gets cold in the winter, but it's pretty nice in the summer. And there's so much to do here. There's so many like energetic nodal points. There's like things with the land, the Native Americans, the inner earth civilizations. There's all kinds of cool stuff. I mean, there's a lot of drama too. And there's a lot of system taking over, but you know, everyone's got that. So like, that's also something that I like to talk about, because I've been going around to the different Native American Indian burial grounds that are like, have like structures built on them, and I've been finding remedy process for them, so they become like a very powerful nature spirit to the environment. And also there's like, you can find the chakra points, and I organize them in octaves from like lower end spectrums that are almost found everywhere, like meridians and crossing points, to greater strategic places of interaction. If you would also see it with the body, like each of these kind of places like a access terminal for psionic interaction and programming and other stuff that you can input. You can do that with the body too, to resolve it. And they take on a lot of drama, and there's the collective consciousness around those areas. Sorry, I went off topic.
That's all right. I just posted a page from the chat room here just to show you the appreciation you're getting from the chat room. So yeah, it'll be nice. We'll talk about getting a show together. And like I said, we've got at least a once a month slot that you could fill. Wonderful.
Awesome. Yeah, and you said I don't live very far from Jessica. I'd love to meet up with her too. We have to do a multi-dimensional chat, a round table.
Excellent. That would be marvelous. Yes. And, good old Boston. Home of MIT. Did you have Fringe. Okay, Fringe. you've seen Fringe, haven't you?
I've seen some episodes. I'm actually literally about to rewatch it because my friends are like bringing it up all the time. It's like, you're going into Fringe topics. We got to watch it. And it's like, yes, let's get it.
Yeah. So, well, you know, it's
going to go fucking buy it.
It's actually the, you know, it's based in Boston. It's at MIT, you know, and they're talking about a giant rift in space time to another dimension. That's being held open, or being, they are able to open it and close it at will. And,
damn.
And things are being drawn across. And it also very subtly refers to, paperclip scientists.
Yeah. I'm gonna rewatch that, and I'll give you a whole report on like soft exposure, cause I love watching shows that go into soft disclosure and all the different little aspects of reality they bring out as a anchorage of understanding, so that if that's brought up, I can tune into each of that as like, does that species exist? Does that exist? Is that technology? And like, I'll usually find it and I'll have like a whole story behind it and like when it would happen on the timeline or where all these other dramas and what can be resolved in it. If it is like a bleeding wound of existence, like with a lot of dimensional rifts that aren't supposed to be open, like in, or like needed to exist based on what would have happened otherwise and are like maintaining themselves into the present, such as the Bermuda Triangle, the other triangles around the planet, like Japan, and a lot of very temporal anomaly zones. It has a signature frequency of occurrence that can be tracked by the body and sometimes happens to the body and happens in different points of time, like temporal dilation effect, like in visitations or abductions or all that kind of stuff, that they want to do things that won't interfere with your timeline here, or make it unnoticed so you don't realize it's happening or track it back. Or if they don't want to mess with your strategy, like things will read our minds here and get our strategy. So sometimes it's better to not remember them until the future.
That's my excuse. That's why I repeat myself. I don't know what I said and what, every memory is associated with the vibration of the space where I was in, where I was there. And it's not always continuous. It's like one moment you're in a dream and, you wake up and you don't remember the dream. That's because you're in a different vibrational space. And the same is true of houses. So each room has its own frequency. And if you get used to the tuning of the room and you walk from one room to the other, your thought will be interrupted because it'll be on a different frequency. Mm. That's my explanation of why you walk into a room and don't remember why you walked in. Tell Sean.
That actually, yes. there's also other reasons too, like, blame it on the weed, or like something taking our thought away. But that absolutely occurs, and sometimes we have like a weird thing that bleeds over multidimensionally that takes our processing away from what we were thinking about previously, and then we like sit there sometimes with deja vu or a bleed over, and like, what's going on? Why am I here? And then like, we'll just like, have an autopilot that goes back to, oh, why was I here? What am I doing? Sometimes they'll also, like, it depends on the person. There'll be like delays in time or, loss of time or, like sometimes we get like a bilocated version of a self created in those moments and, are currently doing something somewhere else that we can tune into. Depends on what it is. It's a lot of the reasons for us not remembering at this period of time, which we will in the future more so, what we're doing in these missions is because of how much the dark is trying to make predictive models for us by scanning our thought forms so they can counter-chess new things. And we don't want to do harm to the ones we love that we're interacting with on those tangent timelines that we're, dealing with. And I find that often if I tune into like an extra secret mission, then I can risk everyone involved. So I will usually ask if I'm allowed to talk about it, as well as I'm allowed to know about it ultimately if it's like really not supposed to know it. But I will often find myself starting these situations, like when, like how you said, or there's like a certain vibration or a stop in my thought process, like something big happened, or like I get a message on the dashboard or a telepathic text message, or my legs start vibrating on the bed and I'm like, what's going on? like you ever jolt out of the, when you're sleeping, like for no reason?
All the time.
That can mean many things. Like sometimes it's the dream body slam back into the body, or visited, or by location, or upgrades, or something negative. It depends on what's the who's involved, the motivations. Is there a higher self allowing it, or is it like the is it an incursion? But not to put people in fear. You can stop incursions. People can. We have a lot of more power than we're told. Let's see, I'll tune into some other stuff while you're talking.
Yeah. Well, while we're talking, do you have a website?
Yes. Thank you. My website is silvercordss.com. I'm also on Facebook and YouTube. Under Silvercord Spiritual Science. And if you want to get a hold of me, contact my executive assistant, Mary, at mokorn@hotmail.com. Also have my business partner, KJ, who knows pretty much everything I'm doing, and you can reach her as well. And we're going to bring more people on the team. She goes highly into SSP and secret space program stuff, so she's good at that. We can pretty much heal most people. I've some, like, really bad people I've been able to heal. I've got a lot of testimonies, but, like not, like, bad, like they're bad, but, like, very targeted, like, super targeted beings. As well as we can unlock people. Everyone can do what I'm doing. I set myself up this lifetime, so I was blocked as much as everyone else, like super blocked, and then learned how to break through it, and I can teach everyone how to do what I'm doing. So, hey.
So that would be a fabulous, aim for the show. A lot of the things that I want on Wolf Spirit is a kind of, healing by learning kind of thing, because the more people understand, the more they can learn that it's not a difficult thing. You just haven't got the language, or you've been shown the method.
Right.
And this is partly what Frank Jordan does, is what I'm trying to do, is bring all these kind of people together. So that learning and healing is, well, it's all second ray expression. And, so that's all within the remit. So thank you very much. So it's we got about 10 minutes to go. Do you have an and finally on the Galactic News Report?
Let's see, I'm gonna formulate that real quick for my hair. So get too big into the fear of all destructions that are going on in the hurricanes. It's set to make the timeline better by getting rid of huge amounts of dense energy, negative systems, demons, and putting them into the right proper places for their healing. And every time beings that are enmeshed in the system of domination control go through their healing processes, every being that they're entangled with gets like weights lifted off their shoulder, and they packages that they drop that didn't need to be there or don't serve them anymore, and it affects the entireness of who they are. So everyone's going through that now. So take back your power, figure out how to use it, and you'll make everything going go way faster to what you imagine the world can be, instead of just figuring out what the system wants to manifest and then taking back all your energy from them being able to make that, so that the future is not set in stone and it's continuously unpredictable. Majority of the destruction events are being minimized, and the things that need to, if like Like, oh, I accidentally hit my elbow on the end of a desk or something. And like, oh, well, you now have an opportunity to resolve all times you've ever done a similar wound to that part of your body backwards in and sometimes forwards in time. So that can all culminate in resolution. You can heal all versions of yourself. That's like similar for every little action that we go through in the manifest. So you can utilize that to make your reality better, get more points of your brownie points so you can have like the universe in alignment with you and not, in the belief and separation that is working against us when it's mostly just sub-factions that are animals in a corner that are losing their power. I hope that helps with people going through the fear.
That's you know, it's a good thing that you're talking about it. I mean, and there's been a bit of a wave of that expression recently. Is like, let's forget about all those gods and goddesses. Let's forget about all those teachings and these meetings, and get down to what we're feeling. And if we're feeling fear, it's hard to say with missing two. If you're feeling fear, feel the fear. Because that's most of your life, you've been running away from it. This is what I feel is a big deal in addiction, is the running away from something that you're afraid of. And when you don't get it, you turn into that which you fear to be. And, so, you know, the cold turkey approach has its merits if you've got the time. You know, if you don't have to do anything for a while. So, it's been a great show. Thank you very much, Sean. Now,
thank you so much.
I don't know if you can, quickly delve into this, and maybe you need to ask if you have clearance for it. I asked you about our friend Sean David Morton and whether he was, whether there was a larger situation going on with his situation, which is basically last week he was arrested. He's been busted for something that is a victimless crime. And he's been arrested by the IRS police, and it's a kind of kangaroo court feeling to it. This is Sean David Morton, the radio host who I've been producing.
How about I offer this?
Go ahead.
I love what you're doing, and thank you for the offer for the radio show that I'll absolutely be a part of. And I hope this remedies. I'm gonna scan for all the influences of causation to this, based on the different departments of unsovereign. I'm trying to formulate a. Sacred neutral word to describe them.
activists, people.
I was talking about like the people that arrested him and that are part of the system.
Yep, that, certain people.
Yeah. Like the ones that don't quite own themselves. So there are lines to influence that you can track back in a chess move that would culminate in this influence for the apartment, because they could have easily have arrested somebody else. Instead of that, this has causations to silencing, as well as putting fear and getting somebody to not do something by throwing them in a prison cell or whatever. So I'm going to track back the apex predators that are involved in that chess move, as well as why, and like it also has to do with the viewership and the people that are bravely holding up this space to bring truth to many people, and who doesn't want to hear that. So I'm gonna, I'll, I'll keep communicating with you, but this is a big thing that will usually, especially if that guy's, that you're talking about is a multidimensional being that's doing a lot and is able to do this physically without, beforehand breaking down or all the other drama that could culminate, they are strong that I'm getting, and what it takes to be able to incur on his timeline to allow that to happen, who he pissed off, and I'll see if I can find a remedy for that. With your higher self and those who want to help me with that. See if I can influence the bureaucratic parts of this to end in something that's beneficial for him to getting out of the situation and then keep it from happening again. Will that help?
That would help a lot. Thank you.
Okay, cool.
And, you have the support of my, team as well.
Awesome. So I'm getting three apex multidimensional predators that are involved in this. The Rothschilds, the Rockefeller. So the ones that like to incarnate into those lineages, a lot of the 13 banking families or politicians or the placeholder system, they're not usually naturally allowed to incarnate, so they're usually an invading force and can be perceived in that, and then they can take over the already naturally existing light body sparks that exist in bodies and corrupt them by turning them into dark versions of themselves and stealing all their energy and sovereignty and authority. So that'll usually be part of that. And their chess moves in wanting to silence you guys, I believe it mostly has to do with something that you'd be doing in the future, that they're trying to prevent. So you can probably, and I believe this is a secret, so I'm not going to talk about that, formulate what that is in your mind. And then by them doing this, make it worse for them, because they essentially did a big, harm to you and the entire network. So
yeah, they want to stop us making the TV show that eventually leads to their exposure.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Nothing much.
Okay, so
but
yeah,
you know, by then it'll be too late for them, so it's okay.
Right, so we can then use this as a point of focus for making the timeline better by becoming aware of all the different lines of energy from us and other versions of us that they have stolen to allow this chess of manifestation, because our energy has the biggest authority to manifest on our timelines. And then all the other factors involved in the sovereign, the unsovereign beings that they already have in control that they're willing to chess move play with to get what they want and what it takes to maintain hold of those. And if they're stepping past their bound, the line, our line, as well as what they're allowed to do, and Earth getting in alignment and wanting your radio show and the network to exist, and what we can do with her in ultimate missions for the, you know, making this better. And you definitely inform, talk to me later about this situation so I get more in understanding for it and what we can do in finding solutions.
Sure. I tell you, you're spot on so far. You're absolutely spot on. Yeah. Cause it's all about the secret space program, the Nazis, the real society, the whole history of it.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh man. So that goes big into what they have in programs and they want to keep from being exposed, because the biggest two players is the interplanetary corporate conglomerate, which is like all these different groups that have their own breakaway groups that are their funding and all this stuff, but more so than not the Third Reich Nazi parties and their breakaway groups, because they have all these different factions. They have light, dark, and neutral, though the majority of them have forms of mind control on them. And I believe you've gone into this, so I'm just like saying a broken record. they have more interactions with ET groups than the other factions, because they were one of the first ones to hold up a big fortress for the human species that was more in selfish means, but still completed the need for a military to stop worse bullies from coming into our territory and dominating us even more. So, you know, they want to keep their holds over things, and depending on what you're going to talk about, they probably don't want to hear or have other people hear. So that we can talk about that and then have a chess move for them with all our multidimensional parts and pieces and how they influence the different factions of them to come to their ultimate remedy, which Earth is also trying to work towards.
Into the next seven generations. Sean Bond, it's been fabulous. It's been golden. Thank you so much. Your website once again?
Yes, silvercordss.com, and subscribe to us, like our videos on YouTube. The more popular we get, the more videos we'll put out for free information and stuff.
Thank you so much.
Which will suck.
Good night, everybody. Beyond.